T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back for the 9 o'clock hour. We're live here at Dolphins training camp, and we've got Jay Cutler out there. We got Mike Pouncey out here today. So a lot of guys back here with the team. It's good to see Laremy Tunsil also back at left tackle. And right tackle is the only one. Juwan James not working. So anyway, just a little update. But we got more stuff to get to here today. Channing Crowder joins us. The big show's coming up. When's that start, Zach?
Tonight, 10 p.m., VH1, Baller Wives. If you've seen any of the previews for it, you see pictures of Channing all cleaned up in a nice shirt, and Asia's beautiful wife on there as well, and plenty other people, Michael Vick and his wife, and Julius Jones and his wife, Chris Chambers.
And his wife.
And his wife. Asante Samuel and his wife, and then a couple other.
You're missing somebody.
I think I'm missing. Well, I mean, Channing could probably answer that for us of who's missing from that list so far.
Well, you missed the one that's on
Hard Knocks. That's right. Miko Grimes and Brent Grimes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Channing, how you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good, brother. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. I'm just curious. You nervous about this? You curious to see what it looks like? what's going through your mind here, man?
Joe, I ain't been nervous since that doctor reached in there to grab me out my mama's stomach, man. I don't really get nervous, but no, it's cool, man. Like, I went into it saying, if you're yourself, if you ain't trying to play nobody or BS nobody, if you just be yourself, you can't fail at being yourself. So I'm myself. I tell them I'm the brokest fellow on the show. I'm the ugliest fellow on the show. So if you accept that, you know, just accept it, deal with your life, and have a good time. That's how I've always lived.
Channing, did it turn out the way you thought, or you got a pretty good idea, right, of what they look? Have you seen the shows yet?
No, we actually, you don't see the edited versions until it comes. Like tonight, when y'all watch it, I'm gonna be watching the entire show when, as y'all watch it tonight at 10 o'clock. But you kind of know, you know, because reality TV, they don't have a script, but they put you in situations where they almost expect the outcome to be what they want it to be. So you kind of know what the ultimate goal is of the scene, but then you let the personalities get together and, make it happen. So you kind of know what's going on, but we've heard, what was it, Phil? Damn. The linebacker that came in after me with the dreads took my number.
Phillip Wheeler.
Yeah.
He did Wags, recent show, too. So he's done a reality show recently. He was telling me, it's all in the editing. Like, they could paint you as a great person, or they can just edit out certain pieces to make you a butt wipe. So I don't know how they're going to make me, but I really don't give a damn.
I can't wait.
How come I'm not surprised?
I can't wait. So tonight, 10 p.m., VH1, Baller Wives, Channing Crowder, and family will be in it. Channing, now, I haven't talked to you about this yet, but cameras in the house? Like, I know you already have about 600 cameras in the house for security. What happens now with another 600 cameras wrapped around your house and around the pool? Was that hard to get used to, or are you kind of walking around like normal?
Well, with the camera stuff, it's people ask me that, how intrusive are they? Where when they're here. Like, lighting strips, they probably set up for 2 hours before actually filming. So the lighting strips, the cameras everywhere, and, putting stuff around in every room. And they have one of my guest rooms was the audio room. Another one of my guest rooms was the video room, where there's, four or five people sitting and just staring at cameras or just listening to audio while there's another 10 people filming and producers walking around. So it is weird, but it's not like they come on a Wednesday morning, knock on your door and say, hey, we're setting up. Like, it's set up weeks in advance, or a week or so in advance, where they tell you, hey, we'll be there 8 a.m. and we're not leaving until 8 p.m. So they just go around. But like you say, Zach, I got 32 cameras around my house. So as they were watching me, I was watching their ass, because I don't like nobody that steals.
No. Channing could see you coming from three miles away.
You are too much.
They had 8 cameras. I had 32 cameras. We had 40 cameras rolling on each other. And they looking at me, and I'm looking at them. Hell, we all looking at each other.
Hey, how'd you do with Miko? How'd the whole thing go with you and Miko?
It's interesting. You're not supposed to give away too much. No, don't give away too much.
Just in general. I don't want any specifics.
My whole thing is there's dogs that bark and there's dogs that bite. And y'all know I'm a biting-ass dog, and there's barking dogs in the world. So when a barking dog and a biting dog get together, it's interesting, and you know how that usually turns out. But it's fun. There's a lot of personality. But when the crap hits the fan, you kind of see how people really are. So that's as much as I can say right now. But
no, that's fine. It really is
an interesting dynamic because you know how different people are, and there's gajillionaires on this show, hundreds of million-dollar guys, and then there's broke fellas like myself on there, and people that don't care. I don't have no jewelry. Some guys have $300,000 chains and Maseratis and all that. So just getting all those different dynamics together in one room. It's honestly the setup of all reality shows, where you get a bunch of different personalities and see how things work out. So it's some very differing personalities, some very differing backgrounds, which comes out about a couple of different people. And it was interesting during the process, and I'm just as excited to watch it tonight as you guys are.
Channing, one last question on. I'll leave it alone because I did this to Channing the other day in the parking lot. Channing, I didn't let him leave for like 20 minutes. He had sweat like 5 pounds was coming off of me. Like, Joe, can I go now? And I go, yeah, Channing, but one more question. So I'm just curious. The only thing I would worry about, because we were all talking about this, is they can make your wife, if all these reality shows, a lot of the wives come across as real bitches.
Yeah.
And that would bother me. Like, I don't want. Especially if your wife's not, or would that bother you if you saw your wife portrayed through these things as I don't know, it would just bother me. I know you're getting paid and stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I see exactly what you're saying. Where, like, to me, you know, like I just said, my whole opening monologue about it was I don't give a damn what people think, feel, or say about me because they can go to hell unless you're signing my check. But my wife's not that way, so from my end. How they paint her, you know, I won't get upset because I wouldn't care what they say about me. Therefore, if she's okay with it, I'm okay with it. But I think on her side, I'd rather hold her hand while she watches it than to watch it. Because no matter what happens tonight or what they show tonight, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning, go fishing, and go get me some coffee. She might be sitting on the internet going through, seeing the mentions, seeing the Twitter, seeing the Facebook, seeing the Instagram, and that's where I'm. That's the part that is the craziest or the stuff I'm concerned with. It's not the hour show. It's the next 6 days of my wife reading Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and MySpace, and his space, and all those other damn social media sites to where you can get that one curmudgeon, loser, college, high school, middle school dropout sitting in their mom's basement eating damn beanie weenies and sitting there talking crap all day. You're ugly. I hate your dress. I hate your hair. Your husband's teeth is like a chihuahua's, which I know my teeth like a chihuahua, but my wife doesn't want to hear it. I'm more to answer your question. I am more concerned with my wife and how sensitive women are and how how they care about what other people say. But listen, it is what it is. The film don't lie. Whatever they say about sports, the film don't lie. So. I say if you cussing folks out, screaming and yelling and try to throw stuff at people, and you come off as a bitch, you probably a bitch. But if you stay inside yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, be yourself. If you're not trying to play a character, I don't think they can make you anything that you haven't shown them. So that was kind of my way going into it. And that's me and my wife talked about it a number of times. And hopefully, I wasn't there all the time, so if her damn trigger clicked and she went crazy once or twice and ain't tell me about it, and I'm going to see it tonight.
How did Chris Chambers, such an easygoing, mellow dude, I was shocked to see him do it, but I don't know his wife at all. How's Chris come across it? Like, I can't even see Chris, like.
He doesn't say five words.
He just smiles, and he's real quiet.
Chris is pleasant. I got a perfect. You know the big great white sharks?
Yeah.
And the evil and mad and eat up anything, bite anything. You know they got those damn little sucker fish on the bottom of them that don't mess with nobody? That's the dynamic of a lot of marriages. You got some damn great white sharks swimming around, biting the hell out of everything, jumping on the boat with the three white dudes back in the day in Jaws. And then you got the sucker fish just kind of, floating around, getting some scraps hanging. So I'm not saying Chris and his wife is both ways. Like, you'll see that dynamic where the first scene you see, you'll be like, okay, I know the dynamic of this marriage. This is the alpha, this is the beta, this is the alpha, this is the beta. So you can see that too. But Chris, he's a laid-back guy, and it's funny with the husbands. We get thrown, like, in situations, and then we'll walk in and ask the question, what do you think about this? Hell, I don't even know that. That's a problem. That's a topic. What the hell's wrong with these girls? So to the husbands, it's a lot of – we get surprised a lot by things because it's just like, where the hell are y'all arguing? What are y'all arguing about? Hell, we all live good. I don't have no time to argue.
Chan, are the kids in it a lot? Because I know that, you know, I mean, that could be a little thing of privacy to have the kids in there. And I know you're kind of private with the kids to start off with. Are they on camera a lot?
Yeah. Well, they got one episode in. I didn't like it. I don't like people seeing my kids because, I don't trust people. I've seen Taken, Liam Neeson. I can't go overseas and get no children.
But you got
back.
A special set of skills. I'm not worried about that.
I don't have that special set of skills. He went over there with a damn paper clip and a bottle opener and killed Serbians or whatever the hell it was. Yeah. But, I'm pretty secret with the family, but they did get in one episode. And, you know, in the future, it'd be cool to see them. But they did have to twist my arm to do that because I wasn't really into it. But it is what it is. I'm still so old school. Like, I don't even like telling people I'm out of town because I think somebody's going to rob my house.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're like, the same way, man. I don't want anybody to know,
these jitterbugs, these children nowadays don't understand that. Oh, hey, going to Europe for 2 weeks. Okay, all the criminals are headed to your damn house right now. Right. They're gonna sleep there. They're going to sleep at your house for a week and a half. So I was secret about it, but I got used to it. Like I said, they made one appearance, I think, maybe two. Other than with my wife, but it was cool. They do it classy, and one thing you do get to do with the kids is talk to the producers because you're the guardian. So, like, hey, you know, with the kids, don't involve them with this, don't involve them with that, you know, as minors. So you do have a little more pull on that side.
Well, listen, man, they didn't ask you to do a bunch of radio hits today around the country on this show, huh?
No, Joe, actually, don't tell nobody. They asked me to do a bunch of them. I said I was busy.
Well, you can just replay our interview all day.
I got to tell you, this was outstanding, Channing. That was really good, man. I appreciate you sharing all that stuff. That was cool.
I have a damn job. Actually, I work at the same damn station y'all work for. I have a second career going. A lot of these dudes, you know, they made so much money, they're just floating around. So I tell them, hey, Wednesday at noon, can you be here? I say, hell no, I have a job.
Right.
That's the word of the day, job, J-O-B. So my dynamic was different than the other guys. So I expect to be on there the least amount as some of the other husbands because some of the other husbands, not even the, you know, it's almost praising them, but it seems like I'm taking a shot at them where they don't have a lot of responsibility, but they earned the right not to have responsibility by making $100 million while they played. So my broke ass got to get a job. Some guys don't.
Channing, thank you, man. Great stuff today.
Baller
we appreciate
Wives
it.
Tonight, 10 p.m. on VH1, the debut of the Crowder family. The Grimes family has a busy week on reality TV because they're going to be focused on Hard Knocks also Tuesday night.
Miko's on Hard Knocks big tomorrow night too. So.
But the Crowder family tonight, 10 p.m. on VH1, Episode 1, Season 1 of Baller Wives.
You might be
Baller
a reality
Wives.
Star. You oh, might be yeah. a damn reality star.
That's right.
We'll see. We'll see. They got me a stylist because they said my clothes were trash. I said, really? I said,
that's wrong.
Wait a minute. The Walmart summer collection's not going to make Baller Wives?
And I just got the new summer collection.
I knew you did. That's what I don't understand.
I pulled out. They had a Fruit Loops. I got a new Fruit Loops shirt. They were killing me about the Fruit Loops shirt. I said, man, y'all can go to hell.
Yeah. I don't think they realize. They say whatever they want. You don't give a damn. Exactly. Sandy, don't ever change, my man.
Joe, I haven't been to the dentist in 11 years. Now, can you really care that much if you don't go to the dentist in a damn decade?
Oh, Channing, you are beautiful. Channing, thank you, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
All right.
2 to 6 p.m. today, Hockman and Crowder. They're on live, and 10 p.m. tonight, Baller Wives on VH1. It's going to be fun to watch, and even better tomorrow to react to what's going on. There are a lot of questions coming in that we could have asked Channing. Are you going to be shirtless? Is the Obama truck going to make? He's got the big Obama sticker on the back of his pickup truck. Is that going to make it? It'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch tonight, the Crowder family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.